Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This will have fighting power.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to a podcast with a focus on technology, education, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 202, and I'm recording this on August 1st, 2009. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already October. I turned over the calendar today, and a little bit more nip in the air here in Missouri today, and it seems like it is finally becoming fall. Today, I wanted to do a short little podcast and talk a little bit about a follow-up to a podcast I did about a month ago, podcast 197. I basically kind of threw out a question to see if anybody had any ideas on how they would teach the Constitutional Convention as a group activity with students where maybe they portrayed some of the different founders, and I just kind of asked if anybody had any ideas on how I could get each student in my class to take on the persona of one of the founding fathers at the convention, and then as we go through the different topics, then they could actually look at their own person and say, well, how would this person think about the slavery issue, or how would this person think about the trade issue that we're talking about at the time. So I proposed that, got some great feedback. That's one of the things that I just love about doing a podcast like this and having a network of teachers. Got some amazing feedback both as comments, and I encourage you to go back and look at some of those comments. Quite a few of them, people gave specific books or websites that they use in teaching the Constitution. And then I got a couple different people that gave me some feedback saying that I should check out the History Alive curriculum because they had an activity that was very similar to the one that I was thinking about going ahead and producing or creating. And I went back and I remembered that I was at a conference a couple years ago and I was given the curriculum set for History Alive, and one of the representatives said, hey, just check it out and, you know, see if it's anything you can use. So they gave me the curriculum set, and I never really went through it too much, just kind of glanced at it a little bit, but it was sitting here right next to my desk. And so I thought, oh, I'll check and see if it's in that curriculum package. And then one of the people also gave me some specifics about some of the things that they do with the project. And so as I looked at the materials, History Alive does exactly what I was thinking of. They've got sheets where each individual student is given the identity of a delegate. And it gives a little bit of background information, talks about some of the issues, how they would have dealt with several issues, and then it talks about three different issues in the simulation, and for each individual student, it shows how that person would have believed or how they probably would have voted. So this is exactly what I was looking for. Saves me a ton of time as far as recreating something, and it really got me to think a lot about the History Alive curriculum. I started to look at more of the things that they do, and it's just absolutely incredible, and I really am kicking myself now that I didn't spend more time looking at these materials previous, and I'm really disappointed in myself that when we had our curriculum review a couple years ago, I didn't stand up and say, hey, we should check out History Alive. We looked at several of the major textbook companies, but we did not specifically look at History Alive. I believe that our middle school looked a little bit at some piloting of History Alive, but then I don't know if they were actually chosen when we did the selection process. If I had to do it all over again, and I was sitting in a curriculum meeting today and trying to figure out what I wanted to do as far as a textbook, there is no doubt in my mind that I would suggest that we use History Alive. So, unfortunately, we're in a situation where we just got new textbooks 2 years ago, so we're going to have to wait for that cycle to come back around. And I kind of, in a lot of ways, I really look at textbooks in my classroom as kind of a necessary evil. I feel like it's something that students need to be able to get some content from an organized location so that we can then use that content to then build upon activities and work on things in class. And, you know, sometimes I have discussions with my principal or administrators, and I think that part of what we do is we have to give students the ingredients to be able to create some really cool stuff. So like if you're cooking in the kitchen, you know, you have to have those basic ingredients before you can make some really creative and delicious food. So that's kind of the way I look at content. And I look at the textbook as one of the ways that we can give content to our students. Unfortunately, I think that there's some problems with the whole textbook textbook approach. I know there's been a lot of debate about open source type things in California and states like that as far as textbooks. I would love to see a situation where each one of my students has a laptop and has network access. If that was the case, I would probably build either a wiki or a website that has all the resources that I would like my students to be able to access. And then I would go from there and probably not use a textbook. But, you know, right now in the situation that I'm in, we use a textbook. It's one way for my students to gain the information that we can then build upon. But going back to History Alive, I'm in love with the stuff they do. They have amazing ideas. I love the way it's laid out. I love the way that they explain the different activities to teachers. And I would definitely encourage anyone that's teaching 8th grade American history or junior high American history to look at the History Alive, the United States series. I'm definitely going to use some of these things in my classroom with the kit that they gave me and told me to try out. And I'd really be curious if anybody listening already currently uses History Alive. I know a couple people do because they responded to the request that I put out about the Constitutional Convention. But I just think that History Alive has nailed it as far as getting kids up, getting kids engaged in activities, getting kids excited about what's happening with the topics that we're exploring. And right now I just can't say enough about History Alive. So I'm going to continue to look at History Alive and incorporate some things in my classroom. But just to kind of update everybody, that is definitely what we'll do when we talk about the convention here in a couple months. And there's also a really good resource that one of the commenters had. I think it was Lance that actually commented on the blog. There's a cool online kind of simulation quiz thing from the National Constitution Center where you are asked a series of 11 questions. And then based on what you answer those questions, it matches you up with one of the founding fathers. So I'm definitely going to have my students do that as well once we get to that unit. Kind of a cool thing to do in the lab maybe before we really get into the convention and talk about the individuals. They can find out which one they're most like. So cool activity. I put a screenshot on the blog, and I put a link on the blog as well. So if you want to click that and access it right away. And then I'll also have a link to History Alive on the blog, so you can go ahead and check that out too. They do have some sample lessons online, so you can download a sample lesson. I can't remember. I looked the other day, and I can't remember what the sample lesson currently is. But you can do an entire sample lesson from that website and kind of see what they do as far as their setup. So if you have any comments about History Alive or about teaching the Constitution, go ahead and send them my way. You can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Or, as always, you can go to the blog and comment on this post. And that is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. So thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.